Jacob Wolf, come on up here. So if you've seen the two of us on stage together, this is that time of the show. We answer your questions, all we ask, because there's a lot of people in here. Please don't scream out your question. Just raise your hand. We'll get to you. We'll answer anything you want. Some people ask questions they've always wanted to know. Somebody asked last night, what was it about the... Anyways.
Good talk.
You can ask us whatever you want. We'll answer it. And ready, go.
Yeah, my man. How are my pimples doing?
The ones on your forehead, dude.
Yeah, you didn't let me get my fucking joke out. You just interrupted me, damn it. Oh, shit. Yeah, I mean, they're gone. You can tell. It's probably going to be a little scar, but yeah, it's all right. Pimples suck.
I was saying the other day on our podcast, Jacob and I do a podcast together. I was saying the other day, at my age, getting a pimple is such a fuck you. Because if you're going to give me the pimples from my youth, give me my dick from my youth also. But then pimple, young pimple, old dick is such a, by the way, what a crazy name of a movie that would be. Young pimple, old dick.
Who stars in that?
Crunchy, what is it, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon? Yeah. The sequel is Young Pimple, Old Dick.
All right. Yeah, they're great, thanks. Yeah, man.
You walked in on him when you were 18, him and his wife. Did you give him a rating?
So first of all, let me just say one thing. My wife is also his mom.
Thanks.
Yeah, all right.
That was my first thing also, actually.
Same person, but yeah.
My second thing...
Will you repeat the question just again?
So he asked when I walked in on my parents having sex when I was 18, did I give him a rating? And my answer to that, sir, will be no, he was moving too fucking slow.
Listen, dude, nothing kills the mood like a pulled muscle, I'll tell you what. If I don't get enough time to stretch my hammies, you gotta ease into it, you know? You can't just run full court basketball right away, you know?
You can at my age.
Yeah, too, but not me. That's why you see guys my age at the YMCA stretching out.
Good question. Yeah, my man.
What was the question?
Dirtiest thing ever happened living with Joe Diaz.
Well...
Can you elaborate on dirty?
Yeah.
Like dirty, like fucked up. Dirty as in legitimate filthy or just gross. Like what do you... What, with his balls. Dude, some weird questions from the guys over here. I'm for sure going this way after.
You'd like to hear a story about Joey Diaz's balls?
I just want to the fuck out in here. Just, you front row.
I just want to make sure I understand while we're looking eye to eye. Is that what you're asking me? Don't be shy. You already screamed it out.
Yeah.
No need to get demure now, dude, you know? Joey Diaz, comic, who used to babysit Jacob, and he was he's a felon.
That's a fact. Yeah.
And so Joey, the reason I asked him about Joey's balls is Joey... He never wore underwear. He was like 5'11", 360. And his jeans had holes in them on purpose. One night we were at the Comedy Store and Ron Jeremy was in the audience. For those of you pretending not to know who Ron Jeremy is. So, yeah, your mom's like, I don't know who that is. Yes, you fucking do. Okay.
So do your guys' parents, yeah, by the way. I want you to know, yeah.
Even the table of blind people are like, we know who Ron Jeremy is. Yeah. So, you didn't think I was going to acknowledge the table of blind people once? Are you kidding? When I see four people laughing, but none of them looking at me, I'm like, this is... They're having a good time, yeah. So one night at the comedy store, Ron Jeremy's in the crowd, and we all knew Ron Jeremy was there, and Joey was like, hey, Ron, he's from New York, hey, Ron Jeremy, come up here so we can have a nut off. And everyone was like... And he was like, what? He was like, let's see whose balls are bigger. So Joey had a balls competition with Ron Jeremy at the Comedy Store. I got to tell you, super entertaining, really. It was such an amazing night. Yeah.
Wait, but who won?
Well, it's hard to really pick a winner.
No, there was definitely a winner. Who was the winner?
No, they were both equally gross, really. They both had the same kind of sag and... Can I tell a funny story, though, for my friends here at the table? I do a residency every Monday night in Vegas.
Oh, jeez.
And one night I was pretty high on stage, and the stage is pretty high up there. And sitting right here up front. So this table is here, but the stage is this high.
Yeah, it's a big one.
So I'm looking down on it, and there was a woman there with her mom, and their mom was celebrating like her 70th birthday. And they were sitting there having a good time all night. And I said to the... They had some nunchucks on the table. And I was like, why? I said, who's nunchucks? And the younger woman was like, what? I go, who's nunchucks? And she goes, that's her cane. She's blind. And I was like, yo, my bad. It's so high up here. My bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That was a good one.
You can't win all of them, you know?
All right. I said I was going to leave this side.
Hold on,
so.
let's try this one.
Yeah. How do you get your son to let you work for
My son doesn't work. I don't work for this motherfucker.
She's meant to do it the other way. How do you get your son to work for you?
Oh, so you're asking how I should get your son to hire you.
I'll tell you why right now. Who wants... this is a cool job, being able to work with my dad and touring. We still have our space. I think if I was working with him in a confined spot for 6 to 8 hours a night, I would lose my fucking mind. That's why.
I would also say, he's seen your work ethic, so maybe why... You're not getting the job, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not like he hasn't seen you work. She's like, nah, she can't handle this shit. She's going to be paying ass. Yeah, thank you.
And that's his job.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
That's...
We kept calling on you. You were still like this. I'm like, no, we should get more specific. Yeah. Yeah, oh, he's got his nunchucks up. Hilarious.
What is happening?
What I loved is he even had a hi-yah in there. Fucking the best. Yeah. Nobody move! Nobody gets hurt! Yeah. Love it.
Woo.
All right. Yes, your question. Yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Blind bowling league?
Can I?
I hope everyone's wearing a helmet and a mouth guard, for fuck's sake.
Man,
that feels a little dangerous with the... A blind bowling league?
Get
holy
the fuck
shit!
Out of here.
I hope those balls are nerfed, for God's sake.
Okay, hold on. I have the question everyone is wondering.
There are beeps, right? Are there beeps that kind of directional?
We don't use the buffers enough to get together. Wait, hold on. Let me get.
What's your highest score?
Yes.
I'm just curious. I would really like to know.
My question was going to be, is your high score one?
What is your high score?
171.
171?
fucking
is that
period.
The amount of times that you hit somebody with a ball?
Yo, 171's pretty good.
Dude, it's better than what I can do.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but I have one more question, and this is honest.
I'm totally blind, and I got 151 and a strike with the other guy's leg.
In the other...
I love this guy, dude!
Oh, so you're not totally blind. You're legally blind.
Legally blind.
And he's totally blind and bowled better than I could?
A 151 is pretty good, too.
Golly. Holy
shh. And also, amazing. When do you guys bowl, and do you sell tickets to watch?
Yeah.
Would be my next question.
And how are you not streaming this?
Yeah! Dude, TikTok would eat this shit up. Wait, so when do you guys bowl? Gotcha.
Do you have a name for your team?
My team is No Limits.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, you should change your name to the Nunchucks.
Honestly, I think the name Legally Blind would be fucking great for your team. I think that would be the funniest spinoff of Legally Blind ever. It's like a blind lawyer or a blind bowler. It's fucking, yeah. Take my money again, dude. Yeah, I would go see that for sure.
Yeah, wow. That,
dude, this
fucking, was amazing.
I love Tulsa. Holy shit. You guys are awesome. This has been great.
Okay, so we have a bunch more. Okay. We'll ask more.
Let's
from the darkness. Go ahead. Yeah.
Am I in any movies?
Yes, you look like somebody.
I look like Adam Driver. I look like Kylo Ren, probably. That's what I look like.
Take it easy, Cougar.
Yeah.
Is there anywhere I can see you online at my house by myself when my husband goes to work?
I know who that one person in my TikTok live is now. Yeah. Holy shit. By the way, when I say one, I don't mean like one of many. There's literally only one person.
Jacob is not.
No, I am not. I don't like, shockingly, like, this was not plan A. I had huge stage fright growing up. So this, for me as a career, was never a fucking option. So in front of the camera in a movie, definitely not. I don't have the best memory from a... Again, the problem that I had, so I don't remember lines very well.
I want to disagree with you a little bit. He and I have done a bunch of, I had him do some stuff with me when I used to be on a show called Chelsea Lately. I had him do some stuff with me there. We've shot some sketches where you had lines, dude. He's incredibly natural. So he definitely could do it. They probably drug test you, which is a bummer for you, but.
For sure.
But yeah. Okay, who else?
Okay. Yeah, my man.
The dude with the blow me shirt. Okay.
Oh, I didn't even see that. Fuck yeah. Didn't? Okay, right. Great. That's a...
I don't know how to take that.
All right. Yeah.
I wore this blow me shirt so you would notice me.
How long you been thinking about that joke, dude? A lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I will say, dude, that probably sounded way better in your head.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's your current favorite weirdest shit story?
Ooh, my current favorite weird shit story.
I got one, if you want on time.
I do have one.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, there was a guy on the airplane clipping his toenails. Right? People are a little too fucking comfortable. Yeah, dude. So I was sitting there and I said to the guy next to me, because he was in the aisle, and the guy next to me, I was in first class. So there's only two seats. But we're sitting there and I said to the, by the way, I don't pay for them. I just fly so much. They upgrade us a lot.
What's with the humble flexes over here? Get on with the fucking story.
Well, I didn't. I actually don't. I'm too cheap to pay for a first class ticket.
Okay,
so.
Got it.
So, The guy in the aisle seat is sitting next to, right across from the other guy clipping his toenails. And I hear, dick, dick. And I say to the dude, I go, hey, you gonna say something? And he was like, no, should I? I was like, I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, that is his seat. I go, but this is our area.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, I'm not gonna say anything. I said, well, I am. I go, hey, dude, you can't do that. And he goes, well, I paid for this seat. And I go, yeah, but it's gross. And he said, well, I'm just clipping my toenails. They just drop when you clip them. I was like, what? Dude, they're fucking shrapnel. Poo, poo, poo. Legit, a toenail could stick in my face.
Gross.
And he goes, well, I don't know who's going to get me to stop. I go, I do. Boom. And I walk up, the woman walks up, and she goes, yeah. I go, and she goes, she looks, and she goes, oh, no, 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 no. You can't do that. And he was like, why not? And she was like, I can't believe I have to explain why not. But yeah, she made him put his sock, he wouldn't put his shoe on, but his sock on. And then I asked him, I go, where's the pile of the toenails that you were claiming? They were fucking whoo, 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 whoo. But yeah, I don't like that.
I think my favorite one right now, this happened to us a little while ago, but we were at TSA, I'll keep the airport thing, and this is the grossest thing I've seen in an airport. There was a woman in front of us with her child, and they're getting ready, and she just looks exhausted. Like, it's just her and one kid, and she looks like she's been up for 48 hours, okay? And he gets up, he puts his stuff in the bin, and this kid proceeds to stick his tongue out and lick the entire TSA security rail.
It's pretty gross, dude.
All the way, stopped, went through the metal detector, the scanner, and then went and finished it. And finished on the other side. And I was thinking, well, at least he finishes what he starts, I guess. But, like, that's a good, good thing to have at a young age. But his mom just sat there and went, he's either going to die or be the strongest man alive. So, like, she was so over it. She was like, dude, at least he's just not talking to me right now.
You remember the TSA agent was like, yeah. Hey, little guy. He looked so concerned. He was like, hey, little guy. And he was just, the kid kept doing it, and he was just like, nah.
Yeah. He tried every name. He went, hey, little guy, hey, pal, hey, friend, hey, buddy. Like, it just, nobody, yeah, couldn't get across. It's pretty funny.
All right.
That's my weird shit one, for sure.
We got time for one more, and then I'm going to, go ahead, back there.
Do you guys still share a cloud? And if so, are you still beating your son?
Okay, hold on. Questions. Couple questions. When you say beating his son,
thank you.
Do you mean like, hold on, let me finish my question. Do you mean beating as in physically, like hitting me, or beating as in he thinks his dick is bigger than me?
Dick is bigger.
Okay.
Wait, what's the question?
He wants to know if we still share an iCloud, and if so. By the way, dude, you don't think I learned from my mistake? I have my own iCloud now. What the fuck? Like.
And by the way, what a weird question if you think we're comparing dicks. Yeah, find something else to jerk off to, dude. What a weird question.
I'll see you guys. I'll be back up at the end of the show. Tulsa, thank you guys so much.
Hey. All right. I mean, that never happens to me, you know what I mean? So...
We all know that's a fucking lie.
You hear what he said? Stand there and hold it for her.
Yeah. Hey, but I like how he looked at you, but you looked away. Keep that same energy, big dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
by the way, own up to it. Say it with your chest.
By the way, I would like you to say that to me while we're making eye contact. Have him stand there and hold it for you.